Quote, "When meditating, the yogi should first complete all the preparatory practices. He should go to the toilet, and in a pleasant location free of disturbing noise, he should think, 'I will deliver all sentient beings to the state of enlightenment.' Then he should manifest great compassion, the thought wishing to liberate all sentient beings, and pay homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the 10 directions by touching the 5 limbs of his body to the ground." End of quote. Invoke a merit field by visualizing Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the space in front of you, and make prayers. This is an exclusively sutric practice. When the invocation is done in relation to Tantra, you generate the commitment being and merge the wisdom being with it. When you make prostrations, tradition recommends that you do so by touching your 5 limbs, your forehead, 2 palms, and 2 knees to the ground. The important thing is that it should be done properly and with delight. It is unwholesome to perform prostrations either as a mere formality or under coercion. Representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind can be arranged physically on an altar or can be visualized in the space in front of you. Offerings should be made according to your means. If you are fortunate and wealthy, well and good. But if you do not have the means to obtain many images of the Buddha, there is no need to acquire them improperly. Statues and tankas acquired by fraud and deceit, instead of bringing virtue, bring only negative consequences. If you are a solitary monk in retreat in the mountains, too many religious images will only tempt thieves to no great purpose. In the past, great saints like Milarepa possessed high realizations, but no such images. Milarepa lived in an empty cave. There is a story that one night a thief entered his cave, searching for something to steal. Milarepa laughed and asked him, "What are you looking for? When I cannot find anything in the daytime, what do you expect to find at night?" Thus, we should remember that spiritual realizations are developed within, and that external objects are not of much consequence.